everybody. Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. We are here once again with Pastor Levi.
Yes, ma'am. What's happening?
Not a whole lot. So glad. Well, anytime you get to drop by the table.
Hey, you're sweet. I appreciate it.
It's going to be good stuff. Y'all, we are kind of in that in-between. Summer just ended. Fall's trying to fall. Texas is...
It doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
No. I'm sure y'all still, that's still probably a struggle of like, if we were in Georgia.
Well, it's still a getting used to, you know what I mean? Because like literally for Labor Day, we went to the beach and got in the water. Like that was never something that would have even entered into our imaginations.
Oh, yeah.
Living in Georgia.
You can probably do that in October.
Yeah, well,
be clearly. All right.
Yeah, no joke. That's right.
Yeah, so. It's a whole different thing. But I wanted Levi to come on and kind of talk about just some highlights from the summer. We as staff sometimes get to see those things, and we want to make sure everybody's getting to. And if you listen, grab a bulletin, look at the bulletin. There's those kind of things on the back of the bulletin, too, that show some of these highlight things. But celebrate all the neat things God did throughout the summer, just quickly. And then we're also going to look at, hey, what's coming and kind of the heart behind some things that are coming. So just wanted Levi to come and kind of do a little
bit of this. And I appreciate you setting it up.
This will absolutely. Be good. Okay, so thinking back to the summer, and it wasn't that long ago, it feels long. What are some of the things, is your, what, second summer here?
Yes.
Right, second summer.
Yep, that's right.
What are some of the things looking back at the summer that you're like, that was awesome to get to be a part of?
Well, I still, and you know, we did this the first sermon, summer as well, but I love the Big Texas baptism. I love seeing all those people who've come to faith in Jesus, and then we're baptizing them out there by the cross.
Yeah.
So that's just, that's a highlight.
It is so
you know,
fun.
And something I've not had the privilege of doing, you know, pastoring two churches before, because we didn't have that set up. We didn't have that option.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I love that. It's tremendous. And that's then obviously, awesome. You know, you got your summer camps that went down. Our students had an unbelievable time. I had two kids who were in it, and they came back just, you know, closer to the Lord, but also just fired up about what happened that week. And then, you know, children's ministry, they did their camp. They had an awesome time. Obviously, we had mission trips. I don't know. There's
lots
several
of good
things.
Stuff. Yeah. So many neat
several.
Things.
Yep.
And I will say, Big Texas Baptism of the Cross, we actually have one in September.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Toward the end of September.
That's
so
right.
If you're like, oh, I missed that. I'm going to wait till next summer.
No,
you
don't wait.
Have to.
Yeah.
Like we were saying, it's still warm enough.
That's exactly
it's
right.
Fine.
We may do them in December. Who knows, man?
So look into that if you're still looking at that. And I think that's one thing I hear people talk about so often is the fact that pretty much every single Sunday, we get to sit in the house of the Lord and see people come to meet Him for the very first time.
Yeah.
I mean, every single Sunday,
right.
People coming down, giving their hearts
mm-hmm.
to the Lord. And those are just the people that walk down. The people that maybe do it and are like, woo,
yeah, sure.
I can't,
yeah.
You know, I'm going to go talk to somebody. But
and that's tremendous. Good. I think that's one thing. I just had an awesome lunch with a church member. And, you know, he's fired up about it as well. And that's a God thing,
yeah.
Right? So that's not a man thing. We don't create that. We're blessed to have God's hand.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to take that for granted, but we also want to have our eyes wide open to the fact that where the Lord is working, the enemy is working too.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, the Bible says in, what, 1 Peter, he's a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. So it's not like he just shows up and shows himself. He's behind
right.
the scenes.
Yep.
We got to keep, you know, ourselves diligent to pray and
absolutely.
Open our eyes to what the enemy might be seeking to do, and I don't know, be on guard, I guess.
I think that's because I hadn't really ever thought about it, but we have people coming to know the Lord toward the end of service, and then in the beginning front part, we've got prayer time.
Yes.
And people coming down.
Oh, 100%.
And
yeah.
It is.
That's tremendous.
Big.
Yes, it
big,
is.
Big, hard things.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
is.
Almost every person that I get to interact with,
mm-hmm.
it's me going, okay, don't cry.
That's right.
How do you, Lord, just give me the word so this person can have some encouragement
that's
and
exactly
know that you're
right.
real.
Yep.
And I mean, it's big
yes.
things. And so very much we see the enemy is at work.
That's right.
But the cool thing is the enemy is at work. But people are here going,
yeah,
you don't get to win and
right.
you don't
yeah,
get the power.
I,
I'm gonna yep. fight with
that's
everything
exactly
that the
right.
Lord's given me,
yeah.
which is really cool.
Yeah, and you know, kind of piggybacking off of what you said, it's a great privilege for us to be able to pray
oh
for
my
people.
Gosh, yes.
And to hear. And it's, you know, because you, of course, I'm thinking from a pastoring standpoint, standing up to preach to, you know, all the people who are in the room, but realizing we're all broken people.
That's right.
And everybody's going through some sort of
yes.
mess. And man, we need each other.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyway.
I love that. I love that prayer time. And if you're somebody that's like, oh, I love watching people do that. I haven't ever haven't been brave enough to walk, or just haven't. Come on.
That's right.
We so want to get the privilege of getting to pray with you.
That's right.
And there is something about bringing your burdens to the Lord, but also somebody else stepping in.
That's exactly
right. And praying. Yeah. So I love that we get to do that. So it has been a really good summer. Mm-hmm. And I mean, gosh, it feels like we've been doing three services forever, but really it's just been a few months.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
And that's been fun to see it all pan out. Connect groups are booming.
Yes.
Kids, students, booming. We had promotion Sunday.
That's right.
Which was so fun. If you haven't seen in the parking lot, we've got these really cool new cart tram things.
Yes.
They're nifty.
Yes.
Well, and obviously,
no, but
they're cool.
I will tell you this, when the weather cools, I will be driving one around and picking people up because I love doing that.
Yeah.
But we got those primarily because our parking lot is getting slammed and people are having to park a whole lot further away. So we're trying to, you know, mitigate some of that and help people.
That's right. So don't be scared to park in the back. Just hang out a minute. Somebody will be driving
people
around.
Will
you
come
can
and
jump
pick you
on
up. That's right.
And give you a ride. And those are, I rode in one. They're pretty fancy.
Yeah.
They're really fancy. But it is stepping into fall. It is September. We're going into that. And there's some really neat things coming. Mm-hmm. And I told Pastor Levi, I said, I don't want us to come and do like a promo for all the new things that are coming. I really wanted you to share your heart and kind of the leadership team and even some teams that you've worked with that we're not just changing stuff to change stuff.
Sure.
We're not just switching stuff up to be fancy. Like, there is heart behind things, new things that are coming.
Yeah, that's right.
So, first new thing, just this last Sunday, we had a Sagemont Summit.
Yes.
And rolled out Ministry Imprint.
Yes.
And so, if you haven't heard of that, Levi's going to explain it. If you did hear about it, this is a little bit more information. But share a little bit about what it is.
All right.
And why we're asking people to participate in it.
All right, so you got, you know, our mission's very clear. We help people take their next step following Jesus. Four primary steps: worship, connect, grow, and go. And part of the go step is going and serving in the life of the body. So we want to help people understand how God has wired them so that they can find a place to serve using their spiritual gifts, which then, according to the scripture, enables the whole body to grow up to maturity. So that is the intent. That's the goal. So How do you create a bridge or a platform or a pathway for an individual to figure that kind of stuff out? That's where Ministry Imprint comes into place. Okay. So Ministry Imprint was actually created by a good buddy of mine, Rodney Agin. And it's just almost like a survey that you do online. And you go through this process answering questions just pretty quickly. But then it spits out how you're spiritually gifted. It spits out what your personality style is. It spits out your learning style. It even takes into account your experience in your work life, your home life, as well as your church life. And then it kind of allows the, you know, ministries to arise to the surface where you would be a great fit for. So the thing is this, you know, we've got at the summit, you know, 800 and something people mm-hmm. who are there. They're already volunteer leaders in our church. There's a whole lot of people still not serving. Mm-hmm. So just imagine if, you know, let's just double that number for sake of conversation. Just imagine 1,600 people in a local church who understood how they were gifted by God to serve, and then they actually started doing it. Mm-hmm. What kind of difference could that make? So the heartbeat behind that was to help people understand how the Lord's wired them and some of the best opportunities for them to serve. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're doing that. And, you know, obviously, out of the summit, we encourage everybody to take the online assessment, go ahead and walk through that process, just so they can get a feel for it. But we're going to start encouraging people in our church who are already members to do it. Mm-hmm. And then as people join our church family, we're going to have them do it as part of joining.
Right.
Yeah, because we want to help them find a place to serve as soon as possible. And so I think it's going to be an awesome, awesome resource for our church. It's going to help us to go a lot further faster, mm-hmm. and make a greater impact.
Talk for just a second about people that say, so you want me to take a spiritual gifts test because you need me to serve in your church to make the church happen, versus we want to equip you to serve because it's what God has called us and equipped us to do.
Yeah.
Versus just churches need me to do a thing.
Yeah, so the deal is, from a biblical perspective, pastors are supposed to equip the body to do the work of the ministry. But what ends up happening, and believe it or not, it happens most often in larger churches, mm-hmm. is that instead of equipping the body to do the work of the ministry, we hire people to do the work mm-hmm. of the ministry. Well, that's the opposite of what we're called to do. So I see it as my role. Leadership team sees it as their role. Even our staff sees it as their role. We want to help people discover how God's wired them and get them plugged in. And then, too, you know, I'm not trying to preach a sermon here, but we're going through the end times right now, mm-hmm. looking at the King is coming. Part of him coming is us standing at the judgment seat, giving an account before Jesus, our King, of how we used our spiritual gifts. So, I mean, I view this very much as not only a biblical mandate, but also a motivation to actually help people get prepared for that day. I want that to be an awesome day for them. Okay. So I guess all that to say, I'm not just trying to get people to do a thing.
Right.
I actually want to see them using yep. their... And here's the deal. When you're using your gift, you experience great joy in that. Doesn't mean it's easy, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean, leadership is a gift I feel like the Lord has given me. Teaching is a gift I feel like the Lord has given me. Is it difficult to lead and teach? Yes, it's difficult. But do I find great peace, joy, and satisfaction in doing exactly what the Lord's wired me? Yes.
Yeah.
So, I want people to experience
that. That's right. We want people to get to experience
that. That's exactly right.
I love that.
Yep.
So, if you've gotten the email and you haven't clicked on the link, or if you didn't come to Leadership Summit or Sagemont Summit and you're like, I need to know, please reach out to us. Let us know. Click the link. Take the assessment. It doesn't take that long. I mean, it's not short. I don't want to lead people astray.
No,
it's not
right.
like 20 questions.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of time, but it's really good. It's very detailed, and you get a lot of good information back that really does help you kind of go, okay, this
That's
is
right.
a great place for me. So we That's encourage right. you, do that. There's great benefit in mm-hmm. it. So that summit, the next thing that you've talked about it for a few Sundays that you've mentioned is young adult gathering.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up September 19th. That's when I think you're not just giving an announcement. You've been a part of that process. Like you kind of got
sure.
a team together. You said, this is important. Talk a little bit about why young adults came
right.
to the
So to kind of
forefront.
Back everything up a little bit, not long after I had been here, I put together kind of a dream team. So it was lay leaders, a few staff folks, and walked them through a process of, you know, what's Sagemont's potential? What are we missing? What can we do moving forward? What are two or three mountains we want to climb, mm-hmm. so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
So through that process, we ended up doing a demographic study of our church, which is, and I don't want to bore, you know, the audience with details, but I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's not like just draw, you know, circle around the church and say who lives there. It's heat mapping every member of your church and where they actually live, which is different than just drawing a circle around the church. But then basically creating this, not a perfect circle, but this is our community. This is where our people live. So then the question becomes, who lives around our people?
Mm-hmm.
And the most shocking thing that we discovered, or one of the most shocking things, we discovered a lot, but the highest demographic in our community is age 20 to 35. And then on top of that, the in it, when you looked at Sagemont as a whole, it's like, okay, if that's the highest demographic of our mm-hmm. area, is that the highest demographic of our church? And we were like, we don't really feel like it is. And we've got a great church, so please hear that, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, if that's our community, we've got to figure out how to reach our community.
Right.
So then the young adult gathering kind of came out of, you know, initially that deal, because we came out and said, we've got to launch a vibrant young adult ministry. That was kind of how we tagged it and said, that's what we want to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that was over with, you know, we don't really have anybody on staff that's
right.
a young adult person. So I just thought, well, I'll just put together a team of young adults and pull them in and let's talk through what we might be able to do. And so, you know, I kind of started off trying to remember all my numbers off the top of my head, but about six or seven
mm-hmm.
to begin with. I talked to several before I kind of put the six or seven together, but and then it kind of multiplied because we needed more people. So it ended up around 15 to 20. And we came out with this desire to do this, you know, young adult gathering.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of an initial, let's just pull this together, see who we can get in the room, and really tackle the primary issue that a lot of young adults are facing.
That's right.
Which, can I share what the primary
Please.
Issue is? So the primary issue ends up being, which is wild, it's isolation. So when you talk to them, they're like, we need community, and isolation is the thing. And so interestingly, that's kind of why we're saying community starts here, because that's speaking directly to that isolation wound that, by the way, a lot of people have. So it's not just 2035. Right. Yeah. A lot of people have that.
Yeah.
And so, but you also have a lot of folks in our community who have moved in. They've got an apartment. They're living in a house. Mm-hmm. They got a job. They're brand new. They don't know a soul.
That's right.
They go to work. They come home. They eat, go to bed, go to work, come home, eat, go to bed. And they're like, I don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to create an environment so that people in our church can get to know one another, but then we can also open our eyes to the fact that there are folks like this everywhere.
That's right.
Let's begin to reach them with the gospel.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you think about all the way when you're in school through high school, your community is the people you go to school with.
Yep.
You go to college, those your community, the people you go.
That's
and
right.
then once you get out of that, even if you have a job, you know, you're like, now
Who are my people?
Who are my people?
Yeah, that's right.
And how do I find them and where do I find them?
Right.
And I think especially if you have been raised in a church, you know, it's one of those where people say, it's not the bar scene. It's not you're like, okay, then where am I supposed to go? Because when I go to church on Sunday morning, I walk in, I sit down, I listen to something, I leave.
Yeah,
What am I supposed to do? And so I love that we are saying, here's your step.
Yeah.
Here's your thing to come and be a part of.
Well, and so we want to kind of leverage this gathering after it's over with. We'll have a meeting with our lay leader team and kind of talk about what we like, what we didn't like, what do we want to do next. But out of this gathering, the goal is to encourage people to take that step and go to a connect group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty confident we'll have some people there who haven't even come to worship yet.
Right, me too.
But I'm going to be like, go to a connect group. If you're having to choose,
right.
Start with a connect group because you're getting around people, you're having conversations.
Right.
And not that I don't want people to come to worship, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But I just feel like that fits better for what they actually need mm-hmm. right now. So let's make sure we encourage that. So that's what we're going to do.
I love that. I think
it'll be a lot of fun.
I think last I heard, there's over 120 people already registered.
Yes.
And I'm sure there will be lots more, which I think that in itself makes you go, okay, we're hitting the right spot.
Well, there's a lot of talk, a lot of buzz about it.
Yes, it's very exciting.
And honestly, you know, that registration is so early too, which is also a thing because you're like, man, there's already that many registered.
Right.
And this thing is
what's going to happen to the people
away.
That decide the day before what they're doing the
and
next day.
And you know how many will.
Which is exactly what will happen.
It's called church life.
That's right.
That's right. So.
And that's one thing I will say. Registrate. It's open and, I mean, you can come to the event.
Yes.
Even if you haven't registered.
That's
just
right.
Just come. So there's not like
and
a,
some of the
oh,
registration was in case people had children.
That's right.
We do have childcare available that mm-hmm. evening. So that was a primary reason for the registration.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, even if you don't register.
Yeah. And I think it's very neat that it's young adults. It's not young singles or young married. It's
sure. Let's get everybody in the
gamut.
Room.
Yeah.
Let's say what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to know
to
each other.
Spend time together. So that's going to be a really cool thing that's coming up. The other thing I wanted you to share a little bit of your heart behind. Coming up end of October, we are potentially looking at like some new digital things, like maybe a new website, maybe a new app,
mm-hmm.
Some different parts of an app, some of those kind of things that are coming. And I know for a lot of our church, they're going to go, amen, hallelujah.
Yeah.
We've needed, you know, some upgrades and updates there, which I'm one of those. I'm so excited about it. I think it's gonna be really, really great. But then we also know when anytime you make a change like that, and I'm like, I have the Sage One app.
Yeah.
What do you
sure.
want me to go get?
Right.
What do I have to do? Or I know where this is on the website. Now I've got to learn a new thing. So talk just a little bit about why this is important.
Well, on one hand, you've got to sit back and say, what's the purpose of a website? And who's it really for?
Yeah.
So what ends up happening typically in our current culture is that before a person visits a church, they'll go to the website because
mm-hmm.
they want to see what the church looks like. They even want to know what a worship service looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times they'll click on a worship service. They may listen to some singing, maybe even a little of the preaching, maybe the whole thing.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you know, we want to leverage the website for those in our community who are looking, right? So we want to make sure it's built. If I can use this language, built not just for the insider,
mm-hmm.
the sage monitor, but the sage monitor, but also for those who are outside the church, those who are interested. Like, you know, and it's crazy what people ask before they visit a church. And I'm talking about church people,
right.
de-churched who are looking, and then unchurched who are also looking. How do they dress there? Like, you know, obviously what time are the services, but right. where do I go when I show up? Those are the mm-hmm. kinds of questions.
Absolutely.
So looking at that website, refreshing it with the end user in mind yeah. is going to be beneficial. But then also just making it a little more intuitive, a little more friendly even to our Sage monitors mm-hmm. so that when they get there, it'll be easy to navigate. They can get to what they need to get to. It should be simple.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. And plus, I mean, it's a website. You want to refresh that.
Absolutely.
Just like
it's
you
one
refresh
of those
all kinds of things
That's right.
in life.
That's right.
I mean, you know. This you get a fairly new shirt I've got on. You know what I mean?
I was looking at phones. So, I was like, people get,
yeah, yeah,
you
that's
get
exactly
new technology.
Right.
Technology
yeah.
gets old. You
that's
get
right. yep.
something new. And so there's a big
and
piece
then
of that.
The app, which I'm super excited about, you know, we're in the process of updating the app, but the app will be, it'll be specifically designed for you as an individual. So I'm trying to figure out how to say this very simply. So if I download... Let's think of Amazon for a moment. If I go to mm-hmm. Amazon, because we shop at Amazon, mm-hmm. Amazon now knows what I like, knows what I'm looking for. It's suggesting things I hadn't even thought about.
Right.
And I'm like, how did you know I needed that in my life? You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's because it understands you. The app will be the same. So it will feed information to you that is specific to your stage and age in life. It's not going to feed you things that you don't need. So
mm-hmm.
that's going to be super beneficial. So, for example, somebody comes in who is a young adult. They're not going to get information about, let's
55
say.
55 plus.
Yeah, 55 plus.
Yeah.
But if you're 55 plus, we love 55 plus mm-hmm. as well. You're not going to get stuff about, you know, young adult. You're going
right.
to get things that are fed directly to you. It's also going to help people take their next step following Jesus. I think we've heard that before.
A couple times.
Because... as you use the app, the app will actually know what your next step needs to be.
Cool.
And so it will help feed you opportunities to take the next step. So, I mean, you initially, you know, let's say you haven't taken Ministry Imprint. We've talked about that.
Right.
This thing will feed it to you. Say, hey, you mm-hmm. need to take Ministry Imprint. And it's going to be phenomenal. It's just going to be a huge help for us to shepherd a large congregation.
Yeah.
To do what God's called them to do.
I love that. Somebody today was talking about being in the weeds.
Yeah.
You know, that phrase, and you know, we get in the weeds and can't see and it's all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like with this app, it's going to get people out of the weeds.
Yes, it will.
And it's
yeah.
going to be like, this is the three things
That's
instead
right.
of the 50.
Correct.
And it's going to help help do that for
yeah.
people.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
It's exciting. So y'all, I mean, those are just a few things coming up that... I know from Levi and staff and all of us just saying, hey, these are purposeful things that we're not doing just to do. It really is everything we do is to help people take their next step.
Yeah.
Following Jesus, even the businessy side of things like, hey, we're doing this to make it easier for people to see that next.
Yeah, I'm
step.
Certainly not a big fan of changing just to change.
No.
Right. So if there's a reason and it will actually help us be more efficient, be better.
Yeah.
And of course we're going to do that.
Right.
So that's what this is doing.
Yeah, which yeah. I love. And the other thing is, know that as these different things happen, we're going to have people to help. We're going to have where you can call and say, hey, I'm trying to find the app and I can't get it. Let me help you. Or I'm on the new website and I can't find the thing. Let us help you. So we're not just going to throw it out there and go figure it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
that's right.
Listen, we've got to all learn it too. And so we will be doing this thing together
yeah.
As we walk forward and learn that. So I think that's really, really cool. I also want to say Discover Sagemont Lunch is coming up.
Yes.
December 14th.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk about that just a little bit, because I think it's something...
I think you said December. You meant September?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
My bad.
All right. It's all good.
I was already thinking four steps ahead. Sorry,
yeah.
sorry. September 14th.
Yes.
I think it's that Sunday after church. Talk a little bit just about DSL, because I think it's one of the things that we throw around,
mm-hmm.
and we've got so many awesome new people here that are like, what is yeah. DSL?
Well, Discover Sagemont Lunch. So it's a part of joining the church family. So you become a member of Sagemont by going to Discover Sagemont Lunch. Now, just because you go to lunch doesn't mean you're automatically a member.
Right.
But that's a part of the pathway to become a member. But you come to it. Obviously, there's food that's provided. It's after our third service on Sunday morning, and then you get a picture. You know what? And I'm trying to answer the question to everybody in the room. You know, what do we do? What does Sagemont do? Where are we going? That's a Sagemont question as well. How do we do it? Like, what's our strategy here? We always talk about helping people take the next step, following Jesus. What are the steps? Right. Where are you at in the process? Now, of course, at the same time, we share Jesus with people. We want to make sure folks come to faith in Christ. And they've been, you know, experienced believer's baptism, because that's what the Bible teaches. And also, what's neat, I don't know if you are aware of this, but I think probably the last three Discover Sagemont lunches, like, we have had people come to faith in Jesus during the lunch.
No way.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
I have not heard
that. And I've been doing it, so every time I do it, I walk through the whole gospel. You know, here's how you come to faith in Jesus. Yeah. And then they're seated at tables with their coaches or whatever, like Sagemont or people. And I say, okay, now that I've shared that, I want everybody to share their story. And if you haven't come to faith in Jesus yet, but you want to today, your coach can lead you in how to come to faith in Christ. So I give them time to do that. And then I ask, which, you know, I'm not afraid to ask questions. So I'm like, hey, if you just gave your heart to Jesus during this time, would you just slip your hand up? I've been doing that since I've started it, and no hands ever go up.
Right.
The last three times, hands are starting to go up.
That's
man.
Amazing.
It's crazy.
That is so cool.
So I'm loving it.
That's really, really great. Yeah. So you get, that's a free thing. You can register online. Let us know you're coming so we have lunch for you. And I would say it is definitely, it's a step in the membership pathway. But if you're still like, I don't even know if I want to become a member, I encourage you go to DSL, because it will help you make some of those decisions, because you do get to hear from Levi. You have people that have been at Sagemont for a while that are sitting at the table, and you can ask them those questions. And so it's a great place if you're like, we've been coming for a little while, not 100% sure, still would love to know this and this.
Mm-hmm.
DSL is a great place to go.
Discover Sagemont Lunch.
Discover Sagemont Lunch. Anything else we haven't talked about that you think is fun?
I mean, there's a lot
of
things.
I mean, there's so many fun things. I know that's a loaded
question.
I think
it's fun. I mean, obviously, right around the corner, we have a men's conference.
Yes.
That I'm super pumped about.
Who's speaking at that?
Well, I'm one of them. I've actually been working on the message, too, which I've got complete now, so I need to send on to the appropriate people. But, Greg Mott will be there with us, and then Jarrett Stevens as well. So Greg Mott from First Houston, Jarrett Stevens from Champions Forest.
Yeah.
And, man, that's going to be an awesome – it's a Friday-Saturday deal.
It's going to be so good.
Yes.
Super pumped. Listen, I know I get to hear you every Sunday, and it's amazing, but I grew up A&M, and, I mean, I sat under Greg Mott's teaching for years, and he is – he's only gotten better. I mean, he is phenomenal.
Yes, he is.
So that's going to be such a great opportunity. Yeah.
And
for
then
that.
Just to brag on Jarrett Stevens. Yeah. I mean, the Lord's using him like crazy at Champions Forest. And both of these guys I did not know till I moved to Texas.
So cool.
And so I've gotten to know these guys. Matter of fact, we do a lunch. I can't remember if it's every month or every 2 months. But anyway, just phenomenal guys. And so super blessed. They're right here in Houston.
Yeah.
And, you know, Champions Force on the north side. Then he's on, you know, Greg Mott's in the middle. Yep. And then we're kind of on the south side. So great partnership.
It's going to be really cool. Yep. That's coming out October 17th and 18th. You can register now. Registration will go up for that. So don't wait around. Go ahead and register for that one.
Yep.
It's going to be really, really cool. So continue to thank you for all that you're doing here.
Hey, back at you.
You're doing a great job.
As are you.
It's fun. Hey,
killing
thanks.
It.
It's really. It is. I don't know that even in all of the ups and downs of Sagemont being here 22 years and all the different things over all
you
of those.
You having been here.
I've been here 22 years. Yes. Not on staff, but I've been here 22 years and all the things. I've always thought, it's a great time to be at Sagemont.
Mm.
Like, that's a consistent, like, even when you're like, these are really hard days, but man, it's good to be at Sagemont.
Yeah.
It's so fun to see God's hand continue to be on this place in such a very special, special way.
Yeah, I agree.
And so if you're new, we're so thankful you're here. If you've been here longer than me, which a lot of you have, thanks for sticking around and continuing
to
do the thing. So it's a great place to get plugged in and involved in, serve and celebrate and all those things. So thanks for hanging out
today.
Thank you. Y'all, thanks for hanging out with us on Tabletop. We'll see you next time.